Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents The Watsons Go to Birmingham, 1963 by Christopher Paul Curtis. And you wonder why we get called the Weird Watsons. It was one of those super-duper cold Saturdays. One of those days that when you breathed out, your breath kind of hung frozen in the air like a hunk of smoke, and you could walk along and look exactly like a train blowing out big, fat, white puffs of smoke. It was so cold that if you were stupid enough to go outside, your eyes would automatically blink 1,000 times all by themselves, probably so the juice inside of them wouldn't freeze up. It was so cold that if you spit, the slob would be an ice cube before it hit the ground. It was about a zillion degrees below zero. It was even cold inside our house. We put sweaters and hats and scarves and 3 pairs of socks on and still were cold. The thermostat was turned all the way up and the furnace was banging and sounding like it was about to blow up, but it still felt like Jack Frost had moved in with us. All of my family sat real close together on the couch under a blanket. Dad said this would generate a little heat, but he didn't have to tell us this. It seemed like the cold automatically made us want to get together and huddle up. My little sister, Joetta, sat in the middle, and all you could see were her eyes because she had a scarf wrapped around her head. I was next to her, and on the outside was my mother. Mama was the only one who wasn't born in Flint, so the cold was coldest to her. All you could see were her eyes, too, and they were shooting bad looks at Dad. She always blamed him for bringing her all the way from Alabama to Michigan, a state she called a giant icebox. Dad was bundled up on the other side of Joey, trying to look at any...